This morning, we're going to take a little test, and this test, you test yourself. So the title of the sermon is The Look Well Test. I love oranges, and every single day, I eat at least 3 oranges. 2 weeks ago, I went to Walmart. I was looking for oranges, and there were different kinds. And I saw one. I thought it's the one that they say Cara Cara, C-A-R-C-A-R. So I bought 5 bags. I went home. And, you know, it was time for me to eat my orange. I peeled one. You know, we peel it in a special way. If you're from Nigeria, you know what I'm talking about. So I opened it up. Oh, my goodness, God, have mercy. The inside was brown and black mixed together. I was like, the orange is spoiled, right? I got another one, opened it. That one was even blacker than the other ones. I opened the third one, the same thing. God forbid it. What's going on? So I put the whole, the ones that I cut and peeled, I put everything in the bag. 2 days after, I went back to Walmart, went to the customer service, and she said, what's wrong? I opened the first one, and she was like, what can... I opened another one. I mean, she was screaming. And she said, what, do you need your money back? I said, no, I need oranges. Let me go get 5 bags, and I did. Do you know that when I went back to get the oranges, I discovered that the ones that I got, they called it blood oranges. Have you ever seen blood oranges? Never heard anything like that. So I was looking for Cara Cara, Cara Cara. I don't know how to say the name, but I did not look well. So I failed the look well test and got blood orange. If you open it, it will scare life out of you. For real. Let's talk about this boy called David, a shepherd boy. By American standard, he wasn't really an adult. A shepherd, skilled in what he was doing, young and handsome, busy doing his stuff. That was David, minding his own business. We already know the story of Saul, how he messed himself up, and God decided to reject him after so many warnings. And let's look at, what's the name, Samuel? A man of God, loving on the Lord, listening to God, hearing God, even from childhood. And so God sent him on an errand. Saul has made me unhappy. I want to find another person. Take this oil. Just go ahead. I will show you whom you're going to anoint. And he was happy, very obedient. And so he came to Jesse's house. Immediately he saw the first son, tall, handsome, maybe skilled, and has muscles, army officer. Oh my goodness, it has to be this person. He looked. He didn't look well. And the question is, how many things have you looked at today, just this morning? How many cars have you seen today? How many persons have you seen their faces today? How was your seeing and looking? Did you do well seeing? Did you do well looking? We're going to check. When the introduction started, And Samuel was so confident that he heard well. When God said, no, this man is not the person I have chosen. You human beings, you look on the outside. I, God, I look on the inside. Really? And so, Jesse was, okay, oh, so not Abinadab, can I bring some more? Sure. And then he started bringing the second, no. The third, no. The fourth, no. The fifth, no. What on earth is going on? Was it that Samuel did not hear well? Was it because he wasn't spiritual? Or was it because he didn't get the instruction right? What was the issue? Remember that Samuel tried the first time and didn't look well. When the last three came, they were all handsome, tall, and just looking nice. Samuel was careful. After he failed the first time, nobody was to deceive him anymore. And so he asked a simple question. Do you still have any more sons? Because what if Jesse said, no, I don't have any other. What would have happened? But God expressly said, go to Jesse's house. But since people were already gone, thank God for boldness. Any other more? Do you have any other son? And Jesse was like, this man doesn't even know what he's asking for. I mean, I have this, yeah, this little boy. You know, he's a shepherd. He's in the bush doing stuff. Because Samuel will not be deceived any longer, he said, go and get him, and we will not sit down until he gets here. Go get him. Let me see if God is lying, or maybe I'm lying, or something went wrong. Go and get this man. Let me see. And he came. Maybe thankfully, he was handsome. But he wasn't a skilled army person. He was simply a shepherd of sheep. And the Lord said, good job. This is the person. Why would God choose him? Remember what God said, I look on the inside. Do you know that we don't look well? Do you know that you see Gladys, but you are not seeing Gladys? Do you know that you see your colleagues, but you are not seeing your colleagues? The reason is that we judge from the outside. Sometimes you see a house that looks so beautiful, pretty, nice flowers, well decorated. This is a mansion. This is a beautiful from outside. And maybe you have a husband and a wife inside that beautiful place. They are not talking to each other. The reason is that we judge from outside. We all have the not look well syndrome. That's the disease that we are all experiencing as human beings. But this morning, I think the Lord wants us to look into how we see, how we look, and if the Lord concentrates on the inside, don't you think we need to take care of the inside? Don't you think that we have to concentrate more on the inside? Assuming Gladys is so ugly with accent from Africa, a woman, and whatever, don't you think that it may be better for you to bypass all those things and get to the heart of Gladys? Don't you think that you would be better, whoever it is, just on the streets begging that you may pass all these things around the person and look on the inside? And don't you think that you, as a human, could live makeups are beautiful. We all made up. You know, everybody took some make, especially the ladies. I'm right, right? Yeah, we all did it. Otherwise, we'll be looking like village women from Africa, right? But we did, and it's beautiful. That's fine. But don't you think that while we are taking care of the outside, that we have to go inside? The reason is that the Lord sees the outside and goes beyond the outside and gets into the heart. Do you know that in the heart, out of the heart, proceed all evil things? Killing, fornication, adultery, lying. It comes from within. Do you know that from the heart, out of the abundance of this heart, this mouth speaks? Do you know that whatever that comes out of your mouth is already made up in the heart? So this morning, the Lord is telling you and me to check this. Who is in this thing here called heart of yours and mine? God or the devil? Am I talking about the devil? Mentioning devil? Don't talk about devil. Just talk about God, God, God. Yeah, it's all about God. Don't talk about sin. Talk about goodness. God loves us so much. For sure, he loves us so much. And that's the reason he wants us to take care of the heart. He wants to live here. He wants to clean the heart. If God told Samuel, you humans look at the appearances of people. I go beyond the appearance. I see the appearance. I love the appearance, but I go inside. Let's take care of this. Jesus died. Jesus rose. Jesus is in heaven, ascended, and he will come back for us. Are we ready to make peace with him? Today he is calling us. Confess your sins to him. Ask Christ to come into your heart. He will cleanse you. And this heart, heart will be beautiful. And when God looks at your heart, God is so excited. He is so happy that your heart is good. Amen.